Hi everyone, it's Gordon Brown here with the very latest Hamilton Park Racecourse podcast, and we're looking ahead to our 10th meeting of the season on the afternoon of Thursday the 17th of July. It is a 7-race card for Wellman Cars Community Race Day. Hi Summer, and it's a busy old time here at Hamilton Park, and it gets even busier because after our meeting on Thursday, it's a quick turnaround because we've got our G4 Claims Glasgow Stakes race night on Friday evening, the 18th of July. That's a historic card that dates back to 1947. The very first modern day evening race meeting took place in Britain on the 18th of July, 1947 at Hamilton Park, exactly 78 years ago. More about Glasgow Stakes race night in about 24 hours or so, but let's focus first of all on our Wellman Cars Community Race Day. Really good card, gets underway at 1:50. We go all the way through to a final race of 7 at 4:55. Our feature race is the 3:22, which is our fourth race in the card. It's the Wellman Cars Private Hire Almada Mile Handicap. It's over the stretch mile, as the title suggests, 8.5 furlongs to be precise, slightly later than the race was staged last year. Really good turnout as well, and good quality horses. Theory of Everything, for example, has got a £5 penalty for winning at Ayr just 11 days ago. Danny Toddop riding for David Amara. Really good effort to Ayr. Improved this season, Danny was just saying. He's a horse that's had wind surgery as well. It's all helped. Danny says he loves his attitude, and he says with a bit of luck, there'll be more improvement to come in nice handicaps over a mile. The fascinating contender in the race, though, in a small but select field, is Roger Varian's Lively May, course and distance scorer Salau. At one stage, this was a horse that held 3 Group 1 entries this year, including one in the Betfred Derby back in June. And he still currently holds an engagement for the Group 2 Great Voltigeur Stakes at York next month. Already a course and distance winner. Little bit headstrong. He unshipped his jockey Ray Dawson twice on his way down to the start. He had to be walked most of the way down to the start, but he is a horse that's got plenty of ability, trained by Roger Varian. Roger, incidentally, also has a runner in the previous race, the 2:50, the Racing TV Restricted Novice Stakes. He's got a filly called Silent City, who was very impressive at Windsor just 24 days ago. The card gets underway with the 1:50, which is the British Stallion Studs EBF Nursery Handicap. This is a qualifier for the Hamilton Park 2-year-old series towards the end of the season, the back end, the series final. Four runners in the lineup here, including David Amara's Rogue Supremacy, also ridden by Danny Tuddle. And a fascinating contender, I think, later on, trained by Tracy Waggett, a filly called Miss Rainbow. She's in fantastic form at the moment. She's actually bidding to extend her winning sequence to 4 in a row. She's got a distance of 5 furlongs to cover in the Phoenix Drilling Ground Investigation Handicap, but she's got great form. She's got winning form over 5 furlongs at Thirsk. Then she stepped up to win over 7 furlongs at Catterick, then back to 6 furlongs at Newcastle to complete that 3-week hat-trick, and now she's back to 5 again. So keep an eye on banging form Miss Rainbow under William Pyle for the County Durham trainer Tracy Waggett in the 2:20. So there you are. That's a good look at our 10th meeting of the season. Remember, always check out the Hamilton Park Racecourse website for the best deals. If you book in advance, you get in cheaper. And we're really looking forward to seeing you coming racing at Hamilton Park in the not too distant future.